Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater chant of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come a thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Oh, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Oh!
Hot July sun beat down on the dust-filled arena at the end of Cisco's main street. While most of the rodeo spectators occupied seats in the shaded grandstand, Bill Hubbard and Linda Clare stood close to the arena's guardrail.
That was the end of the third event. Christian, come out next.
He'll be out all right. Just watch.
Our next event is Bronco Busting. First rider, Chris Denton, coming out on Hammerhead.
You can't very well miss him, Linda.
I've never seen anything like him. Oh, he's wonderful.
Yep, that coyote she's topping's a wild one. But none of them is too wild for Chris Denton.
Oh, look, he's... Oh, no, it's all right. He did it, Phil. He did it.
Of course, well, what else do you expect? That Chris is a riding fool.
Time for Chris Denton on Hammerhead. 9 2/5 seconds.
He's coming over here.
Next contestant, Bob Dale, coming out on Lightning.
Hello, Linda. Bill.
Congratulations, Chris.
Boy, mighty fine riding. You couldn't have stuck any closer to that critter if you'd been a sandbird.
Thanks. Glad you liked it. Say, I'm heading for the dressing tent to change clothes. You two want to walk that way with me?
Oh, of course.
Sure.
I was hoping you'd ride in to see the rodeo, Linda. Big dance at the schoolhouse tonight, and I thought...
Don't you think I know it? We've had this date for over a month, Mr. Denton.
Yeah, only thing is, I'm going to be pretty busy the rest of the day with business. I don't see how I'll have time to get out to your place this evening.
Well, I'll bring Linda to the dance, Chris, if that'll help you out.
Will you, Bill? Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Of course. The three of us have been running around together ever since I wore pigtails. Why should we stop now?
You know, sometimes I think I'm the luckiest hombre in the world. A girl like Linda and... You my best friend, Bill.
Say, that reminds me of something. You know the stage and freight hauling outfit we were figuring on setting up between here and Canyon City?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be kind of hard starting out with no money. But if we pitch in and work...
If I pitch it in, you mean skinning a lot of mules over Cedar Pass? You can count me out. I don't want any part of it.
But I thought you... I mean... Well, there's going to be a lot of mining up in Canyon City. If we get a good freight line going, we can make some money.
There must be easier ways to make money. Something besides bullwhacking a string of jug-headed mules. I won't do it.
Got all the plans made. I thought
I don't care what you thought.
Chris,
you keep out of this, Linda.
Someone's calling you, Chris. Who is that man?
Duke Galloway.
Gambler, ain't he?
What do you care? He's a friend of mine. I'll see you later, Linda. The dance tonight.
I can't figure it out, Linda. Chris flaring up like that just because I mentioned the freight line. We've been talking about it for months.
I know. I love Chris very much, Bill, but he's a strange person. He has two sides.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Most of the time, he's kind, generous, and good. The same Chris we've always known. But occasionally, he frightens me, Bill.
Chris Denton didn't keep his date with Linda that night. He disappeared completely. No one knew where he'd gone. 5 years passed. 5 years of hard work for Bill Hubbard. But they brought him the ownership of a prosperous freight line between Cisco and Canyon City. They brought Bill something else. The realization that he loved Linda Clare.
I love you, Linda. I think I've always loved you.
It's taken you a long time to say that, hasn't it, Bill?
Why? Kind of bashful, I guess. Then for a long spell, you and Chris Denton. Chris was my best friend.
I know.
Have you heard from Chris?
No, I haven't. No one's heard from him since that night he rode away while we were at the dance.
Yeah. I never could figure why. Tell me something. Are you still in love with Chris?
Bill, I want to be fair to you and honest with myself.
Sure. Do you want some time to think it over, why?
No, I might as well face the facts now as any other time. Chris Denton has probably forgotten about both of us. He's living his own life somewhere else.
Seems that way.
So even though there was a time when I loved Chris, now it's you.
Linda.
Bill.
My freight and business is in good shape. I've already got a house built. What would you say to a wedding next week?
That'd be wonderful.
Gosh, I never dreamed anything this fine had happened to me. I sure am lucky. I'd give a lot to know where Chris Denton is right now.
The warden wants to see you, Denton. This is his office.
All right.
Well, then, I guess you've been looking forward to this day for some time.
Yes, sir. 5 years.
Yeah, here's your release. From this moment on, you're no longer a convict with a number. You're Chris Denton, a free man.
Yeah, sounds kind of funny. All I can think of to say is thanks.
That's enough. As long as you realize what brought you to this prison in the first place. Duke Galloway and his gang of outlaws.
I'm not liable to forget that bunch of coyotes. Double-crossed me on a bank job. Got away and left me there
to... But you were equally responsible for the crime. You've paid for it with 5 years of your life. I watched you closely during those years, and I think I know the answer.
What do you mean?
There are two Chris Dentons, not one. Part of you is honest, sincere, and likable. That's good. The other part is crooked, shifty, looking for easy money. That's evil.
Well, I... Maybe so.
Your biggest problem in life is to see that the evil side of you never gets the upper hand.
I'll do my best, Warden.
That's all I ask. And I want to shake your hand. Wish you luck.
Thanks.
I'm sorry I didn't get to fix your release papers earlier in the day. It's rather late at night to start on a trip.
Anytime's all right to leave here.
And the guard will take you to the gate. Goodbye, Denton.
Goodbye, Warden. Yeah. Free. Free to go home. Back to Cisco. To what?
Hello, Chris.
Duke.
Mitch and me have been waiting for you.
Hiya, kid.
How did you know when I was getting out?
Making my business find out those things. Come on, we got a saddle horse for you over here. Mighty interesting proposition to talk over. It's right in your old hometown.
No thanks, Duke. It was one of your propositions that put me back at those iron bars.
That was an accident. You're still part of the gang.
No, I'm not.
But we need you
forget
to...
Forget about me. I'll return the compliment.
That's bad, Chris. Awful bad.
Talking won't do you any good. I
mean,
yeah, that's
swing.
What you think.
My gun, he's got a gun.
No, you won't reach both of you.
Well, you dirty little double-crossing.
I ought to yell for the prison guard and turn both of you skunks over to the law. But I don't want any part of you, even for that long. I'm taking that saddle horse. Keep reaching till I straddle it and get away.
Well, you...
Get up!
I've got a gun on my shoulder, horse, or I'll blast
it. Hold it! Hold it! Gunfire will bring the prison guard. We still got our Bronx, we can trail him.
Lone Ranger and Tonto had made camp near the main trail, not far from Territorial Prison. They were preparing their evening meal when Tonto stopped suddenly and turned toward the masked man.
Kimosabe.
What's wrong, Tonto?
Horse on trail. Come plenty fast. You hear him?
Yes, I
do. Cover fire?
There isn't time for that. The rider may pass right by us.
Oh, ho there. Ho, boy. Ho. Hello. Anybody near that fire?
Yes, there are two of us.
Listen. My horse is almost winded, and I'm trying to get away from
him. Want to talk? Why don't you dismount? Come over and sit down.
Yeah, I'll do... The mask.
We were just fixing something to eat. Won't you join us?
Outlaws. Just my luck.
Don't reach for that gun. Or you wish you hadn't.
All right. With a winded horse, no way to travel. I suppose I might as well hook up with one bunch of owl hoots as another.
That's so?
Duke and Mitch are right behind me.
Who?
Duke Galloway in one of his gun slicks.
Heard about Duke Galloway? You part of his gang?
Not anymore. I used to be, but I just got out of prison less than an hour ago, and they were...
Kimosabe, me here two horse come plenty fast.
It's them. Listen, I don't know who you are, and you don't know me, but if you'll help
Back
me...
Back the gear, Tonto, saddle the horses and sail the lights from the campfire.
Me do it.
Here they come. Watch out for Duke. He can handle a gun.
So can I. What's your name?
Chris. Chris Denton.
Ho, ho, ho! There he is, Duke. There's our horse.
Yeah. Looks like he stole the gun so he could join up with some old friends. Who's the gent with the mask, Chris?
Hi.
If you've come for your horse, you're welcome to it. Chris won't need it anymore.
Now, ain't that real nice? Chris steals the horse and the gun. Now his partner's going to get back the horse. I'll show you...
I'll reach for it. I'm warning you. You're not hurt. That bullet hit your gun. Chris.
Yeah?
Tonto has a horse's saddle. You ride double with him.
Sure, but how
go
can
on,
you...
Go on, I'll keep these two covered.
All right.
Here, Silver. Duke, all I know about you is your reputation. I don't want to know you any better, said Silver. If you have any idea of following us, bear that in mind.
You've got the drop on me now, stranger. Next time it'll be different.
Maybe.
Yeah, who don't live will get meddle in my business.
All right, Silver.
Come on, come. Give me your gun, Duke. I've got
a fire. Might need Chris Stanton and his old friends. We'll trail him.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. It was just after daybreak on the following morning when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined their horses to a halt not far from the town of Cisco.
Tonto and I are going to make camp here, Chris. He'll take you on into town if you want.
No, thanks, just the same. I'd rather walk. It's not far.
Pretty big fella. Well, suit yourself.
I still don't know your name, mister, but I want to thank you for helping me.
Well, that's all right. Anyone trying to get away from an outlaw deserves help.
I can't figure you being so dead set against owl hoots. You must be one yourself or you wouldn't be wearing that mask.
Forget it. You better be on your way. Aren't you going to see Linda, the girl you were telling me about?
Sure. Do that first thing. And how long are you and the Indian going to be around this neck of the woods?
Oh, I don't know. Why do you ask?
No reason. I thought I might run out of some way I could repay you for what you've done.
There is a way, Chris.
How?
Get an honest job and go to work. Forget you ever knew Duke Galloway.
Well, I'll be... So long, mister.
So long, Chris.
Steady, Scout. Steady, fella. Young fella not know what to think about you, Kemosabe.
I feel the same way about him, Tonto.
Me not savvy.
He doesn't look me in the eye when he talks. And I can't find a reason for it. I want you to follow him, Tonto. See where he goes and what he does. For the next few days, you're going to keep track of Chris Denton.
Well, Bill, I see you finally got what you wanted.
What? Well, Chris Denton. And where'd you come from? Gosh, I'm glad to see you, Chris.
Thanks. I guess the first thing I ought to do is congratulate you. I've just been talking to Linda.
Oh, you mean about... Yeah, I am mighty lucky.
Seems like you've won everything. Girl, good business.
No, Chris. Listen, the offer I made you 5 years ago still holds good.
What do you mean?
A partnership in the freight line. I need some help, and there's nobody I'd rather have than you.
I haven't any money.
You won't need money. Just help me with the work, and half the business is yours. What do you say, Chris?
What kind of work?
Same old Chris, ain't you? Come over here and I'll show you what I mean. Here's my outfit. 4 high-side Murphy wagons and an 18-mule jerkline team.
Ah, it looks pretty good. What's loaded in those wagons?
Mine supplies. You see, the Murphys are lashed together, tandem style. The mules work in the double trace chain.
I see. Linda mentioned you were carrying something else on these trips to Canyon City. Something important.
Oh, that's a secret. But I can tell you. It's a miner's payroll, $10,000 in gold. That goes in my strong box in the first wagon.
Are you responsible for all these supplies, Bill?
Sure. And the gold, too. And I guarantee delivery.
What would happen if you lost them?
Well, it'd break me, I guess. Might even put me out of business. But that's not going to happen.
What'll my job be? You don't need another bullwhacker.
I can handle a driving, but I need a good man to ride the rough locks.
Ride the what? That's a new one on me.
Rough locks. They're resting brakes. Well, I'll show you. See how I've got a big, fat-sided cottonwood log riding on the frame under each wagon?
Yeah.
Well, those are rough locks. They're all hooked onto a line. Here it is. When the line's pulled, the locks fall off and lay right back of the wheels. Now watch.
What's the idea?
Well, that trail between here and Canyon City is mighty steep. I've got to make stops to rest the mules. These rough locks keep the wagons from rolling backwards.
Yeah, I guess you need them. That trail's kind of dangerous.
I'm making a trip tonight. Pulling out about sundown. Want to go to work?
Sure. I'll be back just as soon as I find a room in the hotel. Got to live someplace.
Good. I'm real glad you're back home, partner.
Follow Chris Denton. Him talk to girl. Then to young fella in wagon yard.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Chris has evidently decided
then,
to go...
Then, Kemosabe, me see you meet Duke Galloway, another crook. Then all go to hotel together.
What?
That's right.
Alloway must have followed us here to Cisco. But Chris wouldn't be back with him unless he's planning
to come.
Oh, oh there. Oh, boy. Oh, there.
Chris.
Hi. I was hoping you'd still be camped here.
That so?
I've got a job working with my old friend Bill Hubbard on a freight line.
Good.
And just by luck, I stumbled on a way I can repay you and the Indian for helping me out.
Oh, how's that?
Duke Galloway and Mitch are here in Cisco. I spotted them in a cafe. They didn't see me, but I overheard them talking. They're planning to hold up Bill's freight load tonight, somewhere in Cedar Pass.
Are you sure? Why don't you report it to the sheriff?
No, I thought I'd tip off you and the Indian. There's a mine payroll, $10,000 in gold in Bill's first wagon. You two can move in and take it away from Duke and Mitch.
Oh, I see.
There might be a little shooting, but you can handle a gun better than Duke, so you can't lose.
What you're really telling me is that you want to see Duke Galloway and Mitch killed, and that I can get $10,000 for doing it.
Well, not a bad deal, is it?
Murder is always bad.
Not for skunks like Duke and Mitch. What do you say?
Just to look at you, Chris, I wouldn't think you'd frame something like this. But I guess there are two sides to every man's nature. Good, bad.
Oh, that sounds like the pep talk about good and evil that the warden was giving me.
Maybe the warden was right.
Listen, you and the Indian are riding owl hooting. I'm handing you a good tip. Do you want it or not?
We'll be in Cedar Pass tonight. You can depend on that.
Good enough. You won't have any trouble spotting the wagons. We'll move slow. Just wait till Duke and Mitch stop us, then you can move in.
All right.
Get up.
Him a savvy. Him crook. Just like other fellas.
He's worse, Toto. He's lying to us, double crossing everybody else.
Ah.
He'll probably end up double crossing himself.
Almost midnight when Bill Hubbard's freight wagon outfit reached the long, steep grade near the top of Cedar Pass. A team of 18 tugging mules pulled together like a powerful, well-oiled machine, urged on by Bill's cries and the sharp crack of his bullwhip.
Hey! Hey! Yay! Yay!
Then, just before they topped the crest, where the narrow trail hung perilously to the rim of the steep walled canyon below, Bill signaled a rest stop.
Ho! Ho there! Ho! Ho! Brakes! We need brakes. Pull the rough locks, Chris.
Yeah. Here they go.
How's that, Bill?
Fine. You timed it just right. We'll rest here a few minutes and then
That's right, Buster. We won't keep you long.
What? Outlaws? It's a holdup.
Mule skinners catch on quick, don't they, Mitch?
Yeah. All right, I see your guns. But both of you must be local holding up a freight outfit. These wagons are loaded with heavy machinery. You couldn't lift it if you tried.
You can lift that bag of gold you're carrying in the front seat of this first wagon.
How did you know I...
Not this time. Gun barrel alongside the head always cools them off. Climb into the wagon, Mitch. Find that payroll.
Yeah.
Hey, where's Chris Denton?
I don't know. I guess he's back trail someplace. We can handle this job without any help.
That's what you think, Duke. Go up your hands.
What the...
Hey, Duke, look! That mask I'm bringing the Indian.
That's a double cross. Gun him. Burn him down. Oh, my arm. Slugging my arm.
You can still raise it. Drop that gun and put up your hands.
No, don't shoot no more. Please don't, Indian.
Yeah, all right.
That's better. How about the other man, Toto?
Me got him covered. You, come down from wagon.
All right, Indian. I told you, I ain't got nothing to do with this.
Give me something. Look. Somebody pull in. Move brakes that whole wagon.
Yes, I... Keep these men covered, Toto. If they can push this first wagon's rough lock back onto the wheels.
There, that'll hold it. That's Chris Denton. He's back there. He's pulled off the brakes of this whole outfit with one of the rims.
No chance of saving all four wagons.
But maybe I can hear something. What to do?
Looking for an axe. Keep those crooks covered, Toto.
Here it is.
Got the closest lightning. Save the first wagon with team if we can. There.
Look,
that does it.
Young Denton feller, stand by last wagon.
Yes, I... The fool. That brake line is right by his feet. Those wagons go over the rim, the line will snap back, and then he'll...
Chris, watch out! Move, quick!
Linda.
Bill, I'm so glad you're back and that you're safe.
Linda, there was an accident up in Cedar Pass. A bad accident.
I know. I heard about it.
First, a couple of crooks held me up. When I came to, three of my wagons were going over the edge of the rim.
Oh, Bill.
A big, tall hombre wearing a black mask had chopped the lashing on the rear axle of the first wagon and saved it, and my mule team. And an injured part of his had the holdup crooks covered with a gun.
That masked man was here, Bill, just a few minutes ago. He told me the same thing.
What? Here? Well, how did he know that you...
He told me what caused it. Chris Denton pulled the rough locks in your brake line. Chris tried to kill you. And the men who held you up were friends of his, and he was double-crossing them. Chris was killed.
Yeah. I guess that was the way it happened. I'm sorry, Linda. About Chris, I mean. Part of him was good. The other part, bad.
Yes, I'm sorry, too, because I used to be in love with Chris Denton. The masked man knew him.
Knew Chris?
And he said that maybe it's better this way. Chris was, well, he was mixed up most of his life. And like you say, he was part good, part evil. Now he's beyond all good and evil.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.